Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. Training camp is winding down, but position battles are heating up with the end of the preseason quickly approaching on the horizon. We'll hear from one defensive end who shined in Tuesday's practice in just a little bit, but first, there's no question that Carson Wentz is a starter at quarterback in 2017. Today, he reflected on the difference in training camp from now and the one from his rookie year.
Completely different. You know, physically, obviously, I was banged up, like you said, and missed some reps and everything, but mentally it's just a completely different place. You know, I think I've talked about it a lot over the last couple weeks. It's just how much different a year makes for me mentally. I'm just in a much better place.
The Eagles hope the run game will take some of the pressure off of Wentz this season, and one man who will receive his fair share of handoffs is LeGarrette Blount, whom head coach Doug Peterson described as a beast on Tuesday, quelling any notion that the veteran may not make the final roster.
The guy's a beast of a runner. I don't know what else to tell you. You know, 18 touchdowns, 15 in the red zone last year. That's the production you saw yesterday, the style of running that he can do. You know, and the other thing is, listen, we're not game planning these games, so it's really hard to go into a game saying, you know, this is best against this team. We're trying to execute our plays, and you know, as coaches, we might be doing our players injustice by putting them in bad situations. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you, but you saw what he's done these last couple of days. I'm excited he's here, and he's going to be a big part of our offense.
Steven Means had three tackles and two sacks in last week's win over Buffalo. He's been in the league since 2013, but is still trying to find a home on the 53-man roster. He was dominant in Tuesday's practice with the second-team defense and is hoping to carry that over to Thursday night against the Dolphins.
It gets your momentum going, and, you know, you start to run off adrenaline, become like a game scenario, and then after a while, just like the game, you start to die down and you got to get yourself back pumped up. So you got to continue to make plays. And, you know, got to put me in those positions to make plays. I just got to go make them.
Nick Foles, Brandon Graham, and Jordan Hicks were among the players who did not practice on Tuesday and are not expected to suit up against the Dolphins. We'll get you ready for the game on Wednesday's edition of Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Until then, I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update. Have a great day, everyone.